And we're learning the sixth parak of the first Mishnah in Masechta Zvachim. Kodshi Kedoshim, when it comes to the karbanos, the offerings which are the higher sanctity, such as olos, elevation offerings, chatos, neshamos, sin, as well as guilt offerings, and shalmei tzibor, in which, generally speaking, as we mentioned in the previous chapter, they're sacrificed in the north. In the event that Sheshachton Barosh HaMizbeach, a person actually went on the top of the altar and did the Shechita, which is not the place in which it was specified. Rav Yossi Omer Ki'il Nishchatu Basafon. He says that since the Mizbeach is in the north, therefore it's as though it was actually slaughtered north, even though it's not to be really slaughtered on the Mizbeach. It's supposed to be slaughtered not on the Mizbeach, just in the north, and then brought to the Mizbeach and sprinkled there, the blood. But nonetheless, it's good. Rav Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, Michati Mizbeach v'Safon k'Safon, Michati Mizbeach v'Ladarim k'Darim. He says it depends where in the Mizbeach, where on the altar. And you would put an imaginary line right down the middle. And if you would do the Shechita, which is from the half and up toward the north, then, in fact, we consider it as though you slaughtered in the north, which is the proper place. However, if you slaughtered it on the part of the Mizbeach, which is the southern part of the altar, then it no longer has the appearance that you slaughtered in the north, and therefore, it's not a valid Shechita. HaMenachos, then the second half of the Mishnah discusses flour offerings, in which we mentioned that part of the service is kamitza, that the Kohen would take a scoop of flour, and he would keep it within his three middle fingers, and he would brush off the excess flour with his thumb and small finger. And that is comparable, all the parts of the avodah is comparable to the slaughtering of an animal, that just as one would take part of the dam, part of the blood in a vessel, so too they would be taking this flour, and they would also be doing a similar part of the avodah as they would with this blood. So he says, the menachos how you Nikmatzos b'chol makom. When it comes to the kemitza, which again is the scooping up with one's fingers the flour, it can be done as far as the eating of this flour b'chol makom azara, any place in the courtyard. V'nechom lifnim min hakloyim v'zichre kuhuna. When it comes to the eating of the mincha, it has to be eaten by zichre kuhuna. It has to be from a kohen, a male kohen, and it has to be min. Hakoyim has to be within this boundary of the Mishkan itself. It cannot be eaten just anywhere near Shalayim. B'chol machol, however, when it's prepared, it could be prepared in any fashion, cooked, baked. Well, Yom B'Layla, you have that day as well as until in the nighttime, Ad Chatzos, until midnight.